dismemberment.
I don't care what happens to her. She's your girlfriend. You take care of her.
Hello, my name is Jason Beamish. I am the writer of FilmRuminations.com. Doug asked me to, so if you don't like it, you can blame Doug. Jamie is innocent of all of this. He reached out to a couple of people and asked if we would record some short episodes about some horror films for October. And I said, of course. I love talking about movies. And he said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, well, either The Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2. And then I said, well, wait, why don't I just talk about them both? Because you know what? They're kissing cousins. You know, that Evil Dead 2 is essentially a remake of Evil Dead. Before we get into much of this, though, let's talk about the movies first. The Evil Dead was made in 1982. It originally had a budget of about $90,000. I think it ended up costing $200,000 or $300,000. And it was filmed, the plot is some college kids decide to take a weekend trip to the woods. They rent a cabin, the dirtiest cabin you could imagine. They went out there for the weekend. In the basement, they found some old reel-to-reel audio recordings of the Necronomicon. They play the incantations on it, and hell breaks loose. And Bruce Campbell, everybody's friend Bruce Campbell, is forced to fight the evil. And it is brutal, both in its gore effects and its acting. It is not super. Evil Dead 2 comes out in 1987 and is essentially a remake of The Evil Dead. There's a few things in horror history that you have to remember. First is The Evil Dead comes out, and it's enough to get Sam Raimi's foot in the door to where he would actually get budgets to do stuff. Then Dan O'Bannon puts out Return of the Living Dead, and it blows the door off of the horror genre, creating a horror comedy. There's a moment when you realize that it's okay to laugh during a horror movie. You could take the effects 2, 3, 15 notches a little too far and make a funny movie. And so Sam Raimi says, hey, Bruce, let's get some cash and let's make Evil Dead 2. You can watch them back to back. You could watch one or you could watch the other, and you're going to get the same experience. I think a purist horror film is going to want The Evil Dead. If you're just looking to have a great time and you got a bunch of people, Evil Dead 2 is great. They're both great. I love them both, and they both have a very important place in my heart. It is worth noting, in Evil Dead, there is a scene with a tree that is just uncomfortable. If you watch the film, be ready. If you're not grossed out by it, you should probably look for some help, because it should make you very uncomfortable. Now, Sam Raimi, I have a place in my heart for these two films, and I have a big place in my heart for Midwest horror pictures. Now, it's important that you remember that Midwest horror pictures are going to be different if you hadn't seen them. I'm talking like the Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, stuff like that. George Romero and Sam Raimi. If you watch a horror film made by a New Yorker or somebody in Los Angeles, they might have a budget, but there's going to be a level of polish versus a level of grit that you're going to get with a Midwestern film. And that, to me, as somebody that's always lived in the Midwest, is something special and something to hold on to. What made these films so special to me is actually Evil Dead 2. If you are a horror fan of a certain age, you remember going to the video store. If you're a movie fan of a certain age, you remember going to the video store. And I'm not talking about Blockbuster or Family Video or whatever chain is near you. I'm talking about those skeevy video stores where they have like CCTV going on, and there's one guy working behind a desk. He's got stains on his shirt. He's watching something that's not really appropriate for the children that might wander into his store. Those are the places that have really big selections of horror films. And I remember going in there, going into one a couple blocks away from my parents' house. And my parents wouldn't let me rent horror movies. They hardly let me rent movies. It was usually what was on TV. But they would let me look. And the VHS cover that this video store had for Evil Dead 2, it was the one with the skull and the two eyeballs looking right off the box. This case enchanted me as a child. I'm looking at it right now, and it's mesmerizing. There's just something about having that cultural artifact that you could hold in your hand and look at the back of and just see like this grody old zombie looking thing with blood dripping out of its mouth and a dirty hero and putting on whatever you could get onto a cover that could still be put into a store and have people look at it. And Evil Dead 2 was one of those movies. Now, again, my parents would not get these movies for me. They absolutely would not. It was inappropriate for a child to watch them. I had a friend whose mom was a lot more willing to allow her child to watch whatever he wanted to. Because I guess there's a thing for a parent where your child's going to be responsible enough if they are. I mean, I remember my dad let me watch Alien and Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't remember which one. Like, but it was on TV, you know, so it was cut up pretty good. I had a buddy whose mom was pretty cool and just said, hey, you know, these are not real. These are just fake movies. If you're scared, I am telling you now that it's cool if you're scared. So his mom would allow him to watch these movies, and I would go to his house without my parents' permission and watch these movies with him. One night we watched both Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, and it was a transcendent experience to watch these two films as a child. Well, as a young adult, I guess, at that point in time, I was a teenager. And I remember as soon as I had the money and had a job, I went to a video store and I bought myself copies of these two films. As soon as, you know, VHS was something that you could buy on your own. You know, I didn't spend hundreds of dollars on them. And I wore out my tape, my first tape of The Evil Dead. And I think I let somebody borrow my tape of Evil Dead 2 to never see it again. But these are movies that I've had in VHS and I've had on DVD. And now I have on Blu-ray. And the next one that comes out, I imagine I'll get them there too. These are movies that I absolutely love and adore and are staples for my collection and staples for the experience of a film goer. They're not great movies, and that's important to remember. Evil Dead was shoestring budget. Evil Dead 2 had a, you know, fairly decent horror movie budget. But these were actors. This was a director having his best friend as his star. I mean, his best friend, Bruce Campbell, it has, you know, such an incredible amount of charisma that you should love him. Let's take a look real quick at Bruce Campbell. It's a career that I've followed. I remember the first thing was on TV was Briscoe County. Then he was in Hercules and Xena. Actually, yeah, so Hercules and Xena. And then on Burn Notice, I watched it specifically for that. And then I got stars to watch Ash versus the Evil Dead. And I've probably seen a couple, maybe a dozen or two of the movies that he's been in. And then his buddy, the director, who I probably should have talked about first, you know, he made these cheap little horror movies. And then from there, he made a couple other slightly larger horror movies. And then he would go on to make Spider-Man. Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. And he's somebody that's always been reliable as directors go. I've not watched a movie that hasn't had something going for it, whether you like it or not. And on some level, I will enjoy it. Now, the films themselves, again, not super in a technical sense, but they're just two movies that I can never see not wanting to watch. And I remember back when I was in college, I was a member of our film society. It was the International Film Society. And we would program per semester, maybe every other week, I think it was, so maybe 10 movies. Write a proposal, go to the board of the school, get the money, and rent the film, the, you know, the actual film stock, and they would project it. And one year, I remember I had to have a vote. We had everybody that would come to our movies just write on a piece of paper, and I'm pretty sure it was Evil Dead versus The Straight Story. And I might have cheated. I don't remember. This was a long time ago, and I apologize to the members of the International Film Society who will probably never listen to this. I might have cheated, and we showed both Evil Dead and The Straight Story because the votes were tied. Somehow, I don't know. It was weird. Anything could have possibly happened. That's how much the movie meant to me. Is that I needed, on a selfish level, I needed to be able to watch this in a theater. On a social level, I needed other people to be able to watch this movie. Just because that's what it meant to me. So I don't know if I would say watch them both in a back-to-back. I personally, as an adult film lover, I would stick with the Evil Dead. You have to say it like that with the because, one, I'm from Ohio, and we have the Ohio State University, and they get really mad when you don't say the. And two, there's actually, I don't know, about 5 years ago, a remake that Sam Raimi produced of The Evil Dead called Evil Dead. The story, as I understand it, is that they wanted to remake the film, but they didn't want it to. They always wanted Sam Raimi's to be The Evil Dead. Theirs was just Evil Dead. It was just a lover's note to that film. As an adult, I would say the Evil Dead first. If you have some buddies over, Evil Dead 2. It's good for a laugh. It's good to be able to watch Sam Raimi beat the shit out of Bruce Campbell, because he does not pull any punches when it comes to the physical acting and physical comedy in Evil Dead 2. So again, this is Jason. I write over at filmruminations.com. Feel free to stop on by. I hope you enjoy these films as much as I do. Thank you very much for listening. Also, thank you, Doug, for inviting me, and Jamie, for letting this play.
Four years ago, in this quiet forest, in this cozy cabin, something happened. Something so frightening. Something so deadly. Something so evil. We prayed it would never happen again. Now, from the creator of Evil Dead, comes Evil Dead 2. Dead by Dawn.